earlier this morning, we spoke with T.C. Wallace about this story, and we wanted to go directly to the source. Post Oak Elementary School is a Lansing School District magnet school that recently earned certification as an international baccalaureate school, and the principal is on the other end of her line. Her name is Camilla Diaz, and she is... Camilla Diaz, and she is on the other end of our line. Camilla, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. When you found out that you were certified, what'd you think?
I was extremely ecstatic because we have worked so very hard over the last 4 years to get to this point. There's been a lot of blood, sweat, and tears on the part of all of our staff and families supporting our progress, and a lot of wait time. And for me, that waiting time is always the most difficult. So I was extremely excited and proud of my staff and our families for achieving that.
Elaborate on the blood, sweat, and tears.
4 years ago, we initiated a grant with Magnet Schools of America to begin investigating the International Baccalaureate Program here at Post Oak Elementary School. And the International Baccalaureate Program is not a curriculum in and of itself, but it's a focus on globalized education, so creating global citizens out of our children. And one of the requirements is to include a second language. And we had started a pilot immersion program with Chinese with our preschoolers the year before. So it was kind of a perfect marriage of these two programs and opportunities for students in Lansing. And the application process is quite lengthy. You start with what's called Application A, and you submit maybe a three-ring binder size set of documentation about what kinds of things that you will put in place to meet all the different requirements under IB, and you submit that then to the International Baccalaureate Association, and they start taking a look and see what you're doing. After that, we worked with a consultant, and the consultant spent several days with us observing classrooms, talking to the IB coordinator, to myself. We then submit Application B, which is the following year. And that addresses anything that our the person that came in and worked with us, you know, whatever they might have to suggest, you know, we made changes. Then the International Baccalaureate Americas sends out a team to come and actually visit our school for a few days to see whether or not we, you know, meet the authorization requirements for the program. And that took place in the spring of 2010. And it was just this past August that we received official word from Geneva, Switzerland, that we are the 16th school in the state to offer the primary year's IB program and the first in the mid-Michigan area. So it was quite a journey and a lot of excitement to go along with it.
Why is the certification important?
You cannot officially teach the International Baccalaureate without having the authorization. And with that, there is But you go from the primary years program to the middle years program to the diploma years program. And if a student is able to successfully complete the diploma years program under IB, what that does for them as they move into post-secondary education we're just beginning to fully grasp that, and universities are just beginning to grasp that. It's above what our honors and advanced placement classes offer. And so looking at providing that foundation of inquiry-based learning, teaching kids how to learn differently, we all know that we were different learners than the children that we have now in our schools. And trying to change education to meet those differing types of needs is difficult. We want to kind of continue to do what we're comfortable doing, and that's where some of the, you know, sweat and tears certainly has come from, because my teachers have dedicated themselves to completely changing how they teach so that they can provide an inquiry-based instruction for students where they're guiding more of the learning, they're investigating, they're questioning. It's no longer, you know, the teacher's up there and they know it all and they're just, you know, endowing you with all of their knowledge and then you take that and you go forward. It's kind of turning the tables and letting the students take a stronger lead in their own education through their questions.
All right. Kamala Diaz is the principal of Post Oak Elementary School. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.